When Breaks the Dawn, Canadian West, Book 3. Written by Jeanette Oak. Narrated by Nancy Peterson. Synopsis. When Comes the Spring. When Elizabeth Thatcher, the fashion-conscious young schoolteacher from Toronto, boarded the train for Calgary, it was with one purpose in mind. She was going to teach pioneer children in a country school. But Wynne Delaney, a member of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police, entered her life and changed all that. After a wedding in Calgary and a brief honeymoon in Banff, the couple left for the north, where Wynne had been posted to a remote Indian village. Elizabeth soon learned to love and respect the Indian people, even though the adjustment was difficult. Tragedy struck the village when the trading post burned to the ground. With it went the vital winter supplies of the people. Nimmie McLean, the trader's Indian wife, had become Elizabeth's best friend. So Nimmie was missed terribly when she and her husband went out back to civilization to arrange for more supplies and the materials to build a new store. Nimmie promised they would return in the spring. Elizabeth watched for that day with great anticipation and longing. Finally it came, and with the coming of the wagons came hope, renewed strength, and joy. Chapter 1. The Homecoming. The nearer we came to the rumbling wagons, the more my heart pounded. Frustrated with the wait, I wished I could just hoist my long, cumbersome skirts and break into a run, but I held my impatience in check. I wasn't sure how Wynne would feel about my impulsiveness, and I was quite sure there would be some puzzled expressions on the faces of our Indian neighbors.